Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/think tank. Enjoy the episode. Hello and welcome to 2 by Tuesday. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes, and every second week on a Tuesday, we solve all the world's problems using the power of a 2x2 matrix. Today, the question is sponsored by my upcoming webinar and masterclass. It's called the 2-Hour Workshop Blueprint, and I'll explain more what that's about because it fits in beautifully. So what am I actually hosting here? And I think a lot of the time we jump into hosting different events, we don't actually think, what is my role as part of this and what's the intention? And you can absolutely split this multiple ways, but today I'm going to split it using these two themes. And the first one is expertise. So if you're hosting something, are you an expert in the area? So that's either high or your expertise might be low. So think about it, if you're running a session on productivity, would you consider yourself an expert on productivity? So on the x-axis, we have interaction. So with the group that you're hanging out with for the session that you're running, is there going to be, or do you want there to be high interaction? Or is there going to be low interaction based on the way the event has been set up? There's no real sort of better. It's more about just thinking like what I need to run with and think of my role in the context of these different variables. Actually, I'm going to kick off the bottom left. I didn't really know what to call this, but there's no expertise and there's no interaction with the group, but I'd actually just write here, what's the actual point? And I think this can come into play sometimes when you might be doing maybe in part of a session or refresher where everyone in the group knows exactly the material, there's no expertise or you're learning anything new, it's kind of on repeat, but there's no interaction either to gather the thoughts of the group. This does tend to happen, but I actually think, what is the point of this? And think about some meetings that you host because no one's actually contributing to the meeting. I think it's a valid quadrant to have the bottom left in terms of like, there are definitely group events that run like this and you actually are thinking like, what is the point of this? Up the top left, where you have the expertise, but there's little to no interaction or engagement with the group. I think this is where we see lectures coming in, where it's the expert you're being spoken to. And look, there's a time and place for that. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. There's a time and place absolutely for it. Some keynote speeches are going that way, but I've noticed, which is a really good trend, actually, there's been a bit more interaction with keynote speeches in terms of speakers are saying, hey, turn to the person next to you or reflect on this, raise your hand, jump up. That is happening. And I think that's because particularly when speeches moved virtual, I mean, basically you just put in a pre-recorded video and you have your keynote speech. Like, what is the point of showing up live? It's because you want the interaction. Bottom right is where there's low expertise or no expertise, but there's high interaction with the group. And this is where you're facilitating a process. And I think this is sort of pure facilitation, really process driven. Things like when you're creating strategy with an organization, you might come in with a process, but really it's up to the group to sort of fill those gaps and what that looks like. When you're looking for feedback and community engagement, right? This is when you don't want to be the expert, you want to gather people's thoughts and that's okay. So you're taking on that role of facilitator, pure facilitator, I think. And at the top right, this is where I think training and facilitation can sort of merge together, is when you are an expert on a topic and you also want group interaction and engagement as well. And something I kind of jokingly coin this phrase, but like you want to be a bit of a facilitator trainer. So share your expertise, but do it in a way where people are contributing and they're bringing their expertise as well. And it's highly engaging as well. And so this quadrant is what I've based the 2-hour workshop blueprint on. And I've just picked 2 hours, but really the blueprint runs for 1 up to 3 hours. And it's really just a methodical way of thinking around, okay, I have content here, and I want to turn it into a really interactive event. So I'm not just going to go into the room and lecture people on the content. I want to get this content, but structure it in a way that's going to create interactive and engagement and discussion and self-reflection and all of that. And so what I've done with the 2-hour blueprint is actually create the blueprint on how to do that and how to plug and play. You're the content expert. How to plug and play that into a design where you can just go, right, here it is. And there's my workshop. So I think it is really important to consider sometimes when you're being called in to work either internally or with clients, what role are you being called in to play? And you have to make that decision based on a few factors on terms of what they're actually after, but also your comfort in being the expert. And I think the beauty of the facilitator area is that you can be the expert. You can bring in your level of knowledge and depth of that. But also, I mean, bring out the depth of knowledge within the group as well. I think that creates something really magical, as corny as that sounds. So that's it for 2 by Tuesday this week, thinking about what role do you play as a host. We've got the two variables. On the y-axis, we have level of expertise, and that is high level of expertise in the topic or content that you've been brought in to present on, low expertise. And then on the x-axis is how interactive do you want it to be. On the right is highly interactive, on the left is little to no engagement as well. And once you've got that, you can plot into, all right, so where is this? And then how do I structure this in a way that will meet that medium? I have a strong bias for the top right corner because I think that's where I have a strong bias for the top right corner because I think if you bring people together, there's value in that. And yeah, it's great to hear those voices and ideas when people come together to have a discussion and contribute. Thanks for listening and talk to you next time. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.